Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a gossip is one who can give you all the details without knowing any of the facts. We're happy to have this privilege again of coming your way with our Bible Meditations program. We're delighted that you listen and that you're interested in the things that we have to say that come from the Word of God. All right, let's get to our lesson. Our lesson is designed to continue the thought of what does the Bible say about particular subjects. Because we believe the Bible to be true, we believe the Bible is the ultimate standard of right and wrong. If I want to know what God thinks about anything, I don't guess about that. I simply depend on the Word that He has given to mankind. Paul explains that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. He tells us, "No man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man that is in him. That is, we cannot read a man's heart and know what is in his mind." But he also uses that to illustrate the fact that we cannot know what is in the mind of God unless God chooses to reveal that unto us. And so that's really what the Bible is, a book that reveals the mind of God about any subject. We'd like to study this week concerning what the Bible says about the subject of faith healing. We hear a great deal in our world today about what is called faith healing. We hear of miracles being performed today. Someone who has a terrible illness, and they tell us that this person is healed of that illness, and somehow or other they indicate the idea that the Bible teaches that this will be done in our present day and age. Well, let me point out to you, as we go into our study of the Word of God about it, that the Bible does not tell us that there will be miraculous deeds performed in our present generation, our present day. Indeed, there were many miracles performed by Christ and by the apostles. We're not denying those miracles for a minute. The Lord could cause a man to raise from the dead. The apostles were given power over various things, and they were able to miraculously prove the things that they were saying by speaking in tongues and things of this nature. Is that still in effect today? And does the Bible teach that we can still today have miracles? I first of all believe that it's important that we define the word miracle. A miracle is not just something that, well, staggers the imagination or something that amazes us. We hear people talking frequently about someone who was in a tornado and they miraculously came out of that without being hurt. Then somebody will say, well, there was an automobile accident, and it was a miracle. They were able to come out of that accident without being hurt. Well, someone else will look around and say, well, there's the birth of a baby, and that's a great miracle. No question about it. Well, all of these things simply may amaze us. They may be things that indeed indicate the fact that, well, something great has taken place. But does that mean they qualify as a miracle? When we come to the Bible and we look at the idea of miracles, we're not talking about natural law. The birth of a baby is a natural law. It has to do with natural law and is not miraculous in that sense of the word. The fact that somebody is spared from death does not mean a miracle has been performed. It may surprise us, it may put us in wonder, but it is not indeed a miracle. A miracle is when something greater than human law and natural law takes place. Now, in other words, I'm talking about things like Jesus turning water to wine. I'm talking about Jesus speaking and saying, "Peace be still," and the sea was calmed as a result of it. Those things are miraculous. Jesus walked on the water. That's not just something that amazes us. That's something that is above a different law than natural law as we have it in the world today. Now, with that thought in mind, let's proceed and see if this is still being done today. Well, first of all, let me point out to you that the charge is not a legitimate charge when someone says, "Unless miracles are performed today, you're limiting the power of God." Friends, I couldn't limit God's power if I wanted to, and I certainly do not desire to do so. God chooses to do what he wants to do, and the fact that he has made a choice along that line doesn't mean that I've limited God. It means that God himself has decided what it is that he wants to do. Are miracles performed today? My answer, and I believe the Bible sustains that, is no, not today. There were miracles in time gone by, but there are not those miraculous happenings in our world today. And I'm not limiting God in any way. I'm simply saying God still has the power that he has always had along that line. Well, someone may be thinking, if he has the power, why doesn't he use it? Well, think about this for a minute. Does God have the power to destroy the world this very minute? Well, of course he does. He doesn't use it, though, did he? Very obviously, he is limiting himself in regard to what he's going to do. He decides when he's going to use that power and when he is not. So that means we'll just have to get our Bibles out and see what the Bible says in regard to the miraculous. When you turn on your television and you see a preacher having his hands on some person who's come before him, that person claiming that he used to be able to heal, but he can't, or rather hear, but he can't hear now. But then the preacher lays hands on him and heals him by the power of God, they claim. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. Is that something that is performed in our world today? Or did God determine the time that that would cease to exist? And are we living in the time when there are not those miraculous happenings in our world about us? Well, we're going to use the Bible as the standard of right and wrong, as the standard of what is being done and what is not being done by the power of God. I hope that you'll be with us each day this week when we talk about the matter of the miraculous. Is it still true that miracles are performed, or was that time limited by God himself and now not in existence? We want to remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.